Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Moore. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting seventh. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Fox reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg bunts in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogel moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Eldon Ocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive towards first. Greenberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin strikes out. There goes Fox. The throw from Myatt to Knickerbocker, and Fox is out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Myatt. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Myatt steals second. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to third. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Fox steals second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin is walked intentionally. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmek bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a line drive towards third. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ocker, and towards Geringer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Eldon Ocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Ocker bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first, with Ocker covering, for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Erle Virel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knickerbocker moves to second. Erle Virel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Averill moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Dutch Holland pinch hits for Johnny Burnett. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Greenberg. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Kaum now playing third base. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Mel Harder now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gehringer scores. Rogel moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel scores. White moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen is hit by the pitch. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Glenn Myatt. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Mel Harder. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Ralph Weingartner pinch hits for Sam Rice. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Seeds moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox who is chasing the ball. Knickerbocker reaches third base with a triple. Seeds scores. Weingartner goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoxett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5. And the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Frankie Pitlock now catching. Bob Seeds now playing right field. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.